We made a forest fire. It was quite an impressive blaze in no time at all. The far side of the river disappeared behind the wall of smoke. I decided to take a small chance. I stepped through the gash and looked around. Chunks of plastiform were scattered all over the slope to the water. Much of it was from our wall, but the vast majority of the debris had been blasted from the walls on either side of the core. But no breaches, as Holly had promised. Instead of standing still for the punctures and making an entrance, the other walls simply collapsed atop one another. One spot, repeatedly targeted, had a massive cone of masonry that seemed to have been torn through a good 5 meters, but the pile was right where the wall had been and just as obstructive. I took another quick chance. I trotted around to the ground underneath an eave. Bootprints covered the entire area. This is where they stood when they threw the grenades and made the gash. I stood in one of the spots and pressed myself against the wall, out of range. After 45 minutes of waiting for something to scare us, we decided to get a bite to eat. I was starving. I hadn't eaten since, I wasn't sure, not today or yesterday or... Damn. Felix had been just yesterday. Damn. Borglund's programming was fun for a while. Mutineers and deserters weren't much at firefighting. They were damn good at trenches, though. They had two of them dug deep enough for the mortars, long before the fire went out.
"Pretty far back, though," observed Holly.
He was right. Too far back to melt the barrels, anyway. Cannon are not made for distance. Then I saw what Holly meant. I didn't know much about artillery, but Borglund had called them medium-range mortars. They were a kilometer away. The question was answered as we watched. The crews began firing at us. We rushed to the outer room, ready to seal it off if need be. It wasn't necessary. It wasn't even dangerous. I sat in the gash, enjoying fresh air and a smoke, and admired the splashes for half an hour. Not that they didn't have the range. They did. At least 2 shells whistled over the dome. But no accuracy. When the shakes came, an hour into the respite, I went to the head and sat them out. When I returned, I pretended not to see Holly, having an even worse time. I could do that. Had been doing it for him since it had begun. It was really getting to him. Too smart not to appreciate what could happen. He was also too sensitive to ignore it. A nice man. An hour later, the fire was finally going out. I figured we had another hour yet to come. It was an exhausted, ragtag crowd across the river.
"You think it will matter to them?"
wondered Holly aloud. He was leaning against the wall as before, his head back and staring.
"Who?" "The people who are left after."
"Under Borglund?"
"Uh-huh."
"Depends on how well we do, on how much we make them work for it. There are only 2 of us, after all. Far as they might know, only you. If we make them treat us like an army, it'll be remembered."
"Do you think we can?"
"No."
"Why not? We've done pretty well."
"But we're out of trees." He laughed shortly.